And a good afternoon, everybody. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92. We get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from IMI Nutrition here in Madison and Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, pretty good.
Good.
We're going to kind of continue on our conversation from last week today.
A little bit, yeah.
This is the time of the year when the farmers are in the fields and school's cranked up, everybody's on the go, and you want to make sure everybody's eating properly.
That's right.
That's admirable.
Thank you, yeah.
What are some tips so we can do that?
Absolutely. Well, before we dive into that, I wanted to, you know, on that note, just because things are a little bit different for different people, right? Schedules are different. Needs are different. Things are tricky. I mean, we mentioned last week that when it comes to health and prevention, farmers tend to be some of the individuals who are maybe a little less likely to go in and do some of that preventive care type stuff. So if nothing is wrong, they don't necessarily make their way in. And some of that is just busy, right? Anybody that gets busy, we tend to put some of those things on the back burner if there's nothing that feels urgent. So we have a fun rainy day special that can get people in to see me this fall.
All right.
And get some preventive care things taken care of. So one of the big barriers for a lot of people in getting care is cost, right? I know people get a little bit nervous about what that bill is going to be if they go in and get something done, or they know that their insurance doesn't cover a whole lot, so they kind of avoid things if it's not absolutely urgent. I know Madison here has done a good job of kind of promoting. They have direct labs. So if your insurance doesn't cover certain labs or doesn't cover it often or you don't have insurance, there are certain labs that you can just get drawn without a doctor's order or anything like that. So here during harvest season, for those people who maybe haven't done a whole lot of preventive care, maybe haven't had their labs checked for a while, you can come in and you can get your lipid panel checked. Your lipid panel is your cholesterol. And you can get a comprehensive panel done that gives you a little more insight into like your glucose level and your kidney function and things like that, some of your electrolytes. And then you can have an appointment with me to kind of talk about those a little bit and talk about where you're at with diet and nutrition and health goals in general. And that is available, like I said, through the harvest season. It's $79 to get all of that done. So if you have questions about it, you just call up to the clinic here in Madison. They'll get you on my schedule. You don't need an appointment to get those labs done, but you will need an appointment to see me. So all of that, though, will just be lumped together and we can get
That's
you taken care
deal.
Of.
For
it 70, is a good deal.
$79.95.
Well, 79 even.
Oh, 79.
Yeah.
Not
Save
even
you the 95
yeah.
cents.
All right.
That's
sounds
right.
Good.
Yeah. So if people are, we call a rainy day special because I know farmers have those rainy days when you can't be out in the field here.
That's right.
Start taking care of yourself. So sprinkle in a little self-care.
Right.
That's
you
right.
get advice like, I just saw this one today. I don't know if I sent this to you yet. Did you see the guy sitting with his doctor?
I did not.
And the guy says to the doctor, so I have an underactive thyroid, doc. And the doc says, nope, overactive fork.
So,
yes. Well, all right. Well, with that.
With that. And, you know, I think that's a big thing. We talked last week about how just during harvest, people tend to grab, and during any busy schedule. So you talked about school ramping up and all of that. We tend to just grab what's quick and easy. And a lot of times those are not the most nourishing things, fast food or convenience items, pop, candy, chips, all of that kind of stuff. And I have said it before and I'll say it again, those foods are not off limits. There's no such thing as good foods and bad foods. Food is neutral. It's just the totality and the averages of what we eat as a whole, right? So as we're kind of talking about that, if everybody checks out online later today, I'll have everything posted with a whole bunch of ideas for things you can do for snacks. And it says harvest recipes and harvest grab-and-go go-tos. But it's not just for farmers. This is for anybody, just some healthier choices that we can make for those afternoons when we're feeling like we maybe need a little pick-me-up instead of the energy drinks, instead of the sports drinks, instead of the pop, instead of the candy dish that we tend to go to. What kind of things can we get instead?
You didn't mention coffee.
You know, I didn't mention coffee. No. A little coffee is okay.
About a lot of coffee.
Well, up to 4 cups a day. Up to 4 cups a day is okay. And that's 8-ounce cups, not 4 travel mugs of coffee.
That'll be before 8 o'clock in the morning.
But if we can swap some of that out, maybe with some other things, that can be good. Teas are great. Tea has a little bit less often, a little less caffeine in it than our coffee does. Black tea, green tea, herbal tea. And it comes with some different antioxidants that we don't get from coffee. Coffee has some antioxidants too. So again, it's not bad. Caffeine isn't bad. We know caffeine intake tends to go up this time of year too. But if we can just get a little bit of water in during the day, that would be great.
What I do is if I'm over at the theater, I switch to root beer.
From?
Coffee. To back off on the caffeine. How do you think about that?
Is a strategy.
Probably not a good one, but.
Just added in some sugar, right?
All right.
So if we get all that added sugar, that can be a little bit problematic too. But again, moderation. And it's not That's like right. you're doing that
it's
every
just
day.
Just one root beer once in a while.
There you go. And one root beer once in a while is wonderful. But the other thing at the theater, and the thing that can make a great snack for people, that's a whole grain.
Popcorn.
So that can be a good thing to have with you. Now, of course, we don't want to have it super loaded up with a bunch of extra salt and things like that if your blood pressure is high or if you have some reasons that we need to cut back on sodium. But popcorn is a really great option. Roasted chickpeas. Have you had them before?
No, I don't know if I have the roasted ones, but I've had chickpeas.
You can make them sweet. You can make them savory. Right. You can buy or make little protein packs that have a little bit of meat and cheese and maybe some dried fruit in there. All of that's great. Have you ever had edamame before?
No, we've talked about it before, but I don't think I've tried it. So
as we've got all these farmers out in the field harvesting soybeans, edamame is little immature soybeans. They're tiny little green beans that come in a pod. You don't eat the pod, but you can buy them shelled already. And edamame is a great option for a go-to snack for people. My kids love removing them from the pod, although I will say I frequently clean up a number of beans off the floor after that. But edamame can be a great one because it's got protein, it's got fiber, it's got lots of nutrition.
How do you spell that?
Edamame.
Edamame. Okay.
Yep. Find it in the freezer section a lot, and then you just pop it in the microwave and it'll cook right up.
All right.
Yeah. Nuts and seeds are great. Now, I do encourage people, if we can look at that food label and just try to minimize the added sugar. So, you know, getting roasted peanuts instead of like the honey roasted peanuts, that's a great option. But nuts and seeds are a great snack. There's pepitas or pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, also great snacks. Dried fruit, olives. Some people like sardines. Are you a sardine fan?
I like sardines once in a while.
Yeah, sardines are actually really nourishing for you. They can be kind of rich in sodium because of how they're packaged, but they're loaded with omega-3s and protein, things that are going to help keep you full during the day and provide a lot of nourishment. So that can be a great choice. Out here, we have a lot of hunters. If you have venison sticks, or if you're a cattle farmer and you've got beef sticks, those can be a great option. You know where they came from. They're local. All of that is great. If we do something like pretzels or we do something like chips, if we can partner it up with a dip, like a Greek yogurt dip or a hummus or a guacamole or something like that, that's a little bit better. If you're feeling like you want something sweet, honey sticks. Have you ever had a honey stick before? I should have brought some.
I don't think so.
I handed them out a couple years ago in the parade instead of candy. You just bite the end of it and you eat your little honey stick. You can get them flavored. Dark chocolate, trail mix, if we make it ourselves and put some nourishing things in there. But there's tons of different things on the market that are marketed as healthy. Just important for us to look at the label and see how much added sugar they have, how much fiber they have, and how much sodium. Those are kind of the three big things when it comes to snacks for people to look at.
Yeah, even Paul Ramo checks the labels these days.
That's a good thing. So everybody
should.
Following
your advice.
Know what you're eating. Know what's going into your body and limit the things you maybe don't need so much of.
That's right. All right. Very good. Well, good discussion, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to carry it on or take advantage of your chatting with you with the rainy day, rainy day specials up there, they can just get a hold of the facility up there, I would imagine, on the hill.
Yep.
Madison Healthcare Services.
Yep. Call right up there to the clinic, 598-7551 up there. You can always reach me if you call here, too, to the radio station. You usually know where you can find me.
We'll find you. Yep.
And people can find me online, too, on Facebook at Immune Nutrition or online at immunenutrition.com, IMU nutrition.
Or if they see you walking down the street, they can talk to you.
By all
You're
means.
Very, very approachable.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Amber. We'll see you again for another taco next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.